make it better if I can.
I'll make it
yeah. Cause I don't wanna do this again.
No, no, no.
Yeah, yeah. Say
you know. I don't mean to.
Yeah, I don't mean to.
Don't ruin the theater of this show.
Oh, you actually said you got it.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a sports program right here on 2SER 107.3 FM, full of factual facts. For example, did you know the word sport derives from the Latin word sport, which meant to amuse oneself? Joel Kasem is my name, but you already know that, and this show of three people just wouldn't be the same without the other two. First up is a woman who can't believe it's minus one more sleep until the NRL season kicks off. It's Gabby Morris.
Minus one more sleep.
What I should have done was counted down until the end of the season.
Yep. Oh, yeah, sure.
I mean, that many sleeps for you.
So wait, no, isn't it tonight?
It started last night.
Last night. Oh. Thursday night. For
We're one game down out of how many? A lot. 200 odd.
200? I'm not even going to try.
180 games at least? I don't know. A lot.
What is it, 26 Whoa. Rounds?
Yeah.
Times.
Does that mean... That's how much we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's...
Not every time. You know, there's significant things to talk about.
Okay, cool. So not every week.
Well, look. I think it might come up every week. Most likely. Sometimes.
Cool.
Probably.
Might be busy those weeks.
The next 7 months.
7 months? Is it really?
Yeah, when grand final is October or
end
of September?
6.5 months. Let's say that. Yeah.
Is it on every night?
It's okay, Gabby.
No, no,
one game's already gone.
Yeah.
I should do a countdown.
Like halfway through.
Second game's on right now.
It is. Yes, it is right now. So it's almost finished.
Yeah. I'm counting.
Okay.
Just the tally carved into the wall.
Also joining us is a man who, when asked what his favourite movie is, will say, not that. Sorry.
Ta-da! I love that film.
It's one of my favourites too. It's one of my favourites. The joke is ruined. And also joining us is a man who, when asked what his favourite movie is, will say.
Oh, no. Oh, I'll have to edit this out later.
Do you want me to do it? Tell me what he says.
He says, why isn't it working? And also joining us is a man who, when asked what his favourite movie is, will say...
I think it's Dogs in Space, a great movie with Michael Hutchins.
There we go, I got it. It's Mikko Dogovic.
Where is that footage from? I've never said such words in my life.
Welcome to the show, Mick.
Hello. Good to be here.
It's good to be here. It's good to be here, Joel.
It is good to be here.
That's what I should have said.
Firstly, I've only just discovered this week that Dogs in Space is not about Dogs in Space at all, is it?
No, not at all. No. But would you think that more people know the movie Dogs in Space or Snakes on a Plane?
I would have, we're going to talk about Pointless in a sec, but I would have thought Snakes on a Plane was far more popular.
Totally. Anyway, this is a rigged show.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Gabby, you're out of the loop.
I'm always out of the loop.
We're talking about the program Pointless, which the now axed program Pointless that...
Yes. Because of Mick.
Yes.
Oh,
I'm not saying yes or no, but I mean, he was on it and now it's been axed.
Yeah.
You do the math. He appeared on it with a friend of the show, T.
Yes.
And are we allowed to talk about how you went now?
Once it's on air, it's all done. No more NDAs.
Okay.
Was it just one episode?
Yeah.
One episode. Yes.
You get two chances. Like you get, if you don't make the final round in the first go, then you get another go. And if you don't make it in the second go, then you're out.
Right.
Wait,
can I just, what is it like being talent on a reality TV show? Are you a changed man?
No.
No.
Am I any different? No. It was a bit of fun. Want a little bit of money? Not much.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have much to give away, the old Channel 10. But, you know, it was good fun.
It's quite a random number.
Well, the jackpots, depending on how many pointless answers are given, it goes up $250 every time.
So what's the maximum you can win?
$10,000.
Oh.
Yeah.
Worth it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I took a day off work, so that sort of paid for that.
Oh, God.
You get $4,500 a day at work.
Nah,
that's fantastic. Nah. What a great job.
I wish.
Now you have to, so you have to split it with T, right?
Yeah.
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 And you've done that? That's all happened?
Well, I put my bank account details in, so it's up to me to give it to her when I when I get it.
Didn't she do better than you?
No, I got the final answer. If it wasn't for me, we wouldn't have won.
He did.
Yeah, but it all builds up to there, so obviously.
Yeah, yeah, no, T did help. She got the question that got us into the final round. So, yeah.
It was a team effort.
Yeah, I think so.
And I loved it. And I'm very proud of you and congratulations.
I'm so proud.
However.
What? However? There's a however?
Yeah, look, I've watched it at least once. And I was surprised by some of the things that you said.
Really?
Quite surprised.
What did I say?
Well, I've got some questions for you, okay? firstly, just yes or no. Did you have a good time on Pointless?
Yes, I did.
Great answer there, Mick.
Now, I know you're a big fan. You're a big fan of Mark Humphreys, right? You said that before the show. You're a big fan
I like Mark. He's great. He's funny.
And he actually said this when you first met him.
Mick's very excited.
I actually gave him a big hug when we won, like really awkward, a massive hug, like just like wrapped my arms around. I was really excited.
Did you warn him? Did you give him a little, I'm going to hug you, mate?
Nah, but T was like shaking hands and I went in the big hug. He looked pretty weird, actually. I've been meaning to make a gif of that.
You should. Oh, yeah, please, please do. Okay, now I can only assume you're a little nervous because when you were asked at the beginning of the show what your name was, you said this.
Oh, I'm struggling.
I'm struggling?
Yeah, that joke didn't work.
No, that one didn't work.
It's all right, we've got more time.
More. yes, we do have more. Now, when you asked who your idol was,
yes,
who the person you look up to above anyone else in the world, you and T actually said this.
It's got to be Prince Charles, right?
I'm pretty sure it's Prince Charles.
Yeah.
Which I thought was weird.
Have you got any abilities you got? This is ridiculous.
Great job, Mick. Very, very well done, buddy. That's a great answer.
Oh, my God.
That is the most patronising thing I've ever heard anyone say as well.
You can use that. You know when I get the questions right in the quiz later on in the show?
Don't ruin.
Oh, damn. Great minds. Yeah.
Great minds.
Guys, do I need to be here? Probably don't.
Well, this saves you watching it now.
Yeah.
They're all the highlights.
Episode 2, season 16. Season 2, episode 16.
You're not going to be allowed back on.
No. What?
Well, it's got axed.
It's got axed.
All good. But really, congratulations. You did very well. And,
yeah, well done, Mick. So that $2,000 that you got can go into the across the park budget for better producers.
Yeah. Better headphones. Yeah.
Better producers would be fantastic. Okay, guys. Actually, no, Gab, how was your sporting week? I'll ask you first because we did just talk to Mick for a...
Yeah, my sporting week was good. I took nearly 40 students out surfing in 2 consecutive days. So
I thought you were going to say only 2 came back.
There was a point where I was like saying to my colleagues, I was like, have we done a head count? Because this is like, this is
buddy
gnarly.
Up, you know, buddy system.
Yeah. But it was exhausting. Like, you got 20 kids in the ocean, and it was, of course, the 2 worst days to go surfing.
Oh, really?
Torrential rain, 25, you know, knot winds, just like so bad. Really rough surf. Kids are getting smacked in the head, left, right, and center. I'm getting smacked in the head, left, right, and center, but totally worth it.
Teach them to surf the hard way.
Yeah.
Hard.
The elation knocks that you get when you stand up on a board and you get on that wave.
Yeah, well, there's some like proteges in there. Some that already,
yeah, there were some very good. Yeah, really pretty amazing.
Nice.
Yeah.
How old are they?
They're all like 14 and up. Yeah. Well, a younger, 14 to 16.
Cool.
Yeah, it was good.
I wish I'd learned how to surf when I was 14 or 16.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I did. So.
Yeah.
Tried.
I forgot.
How was your sporting weeks, boys?
Well, there's been an advancement in, you know, my pursuit to play AFL 9s on a Monday.
Oh, okay.
I went to a gig last night with a person that I used to play AFL 9s with down at Marrickville on a Monday. And she said that they need players.
Oh, can I play?
Probably. It's not about you, Gab.
Sorry. I genuinely want to play.
But now she said she's going to add me to the Facebook group and everything.
Oh, so you were in the Facebook group.
Well, I don't know what happened to that group. Maybe I've been blocked.
I've got to be honest, I haven't seen anything.
You're going to be let in and then it's going to close straight away.
So we'll hold. Maybe next Monday night I might be playing AFL 9s again.
That's exciting.
That's great.
Because I've been doing nothing at all. I've been watching sport now. That's it.
Yeah.
It's football season. I watch sport now.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. Yeah, it's time to veg.
And it gets
out.
Cold. Like, I was swimming for a while, but, the last time I was swimming, it was, just a little chilly, and, my back was getting cold.
Oh, my God. Serious?
And so I just
You're not swimming hard enough, Nick, if your back's getting cold.
That's called floating.
That's floating.
No, but your back's on top of the water, right? And you're doing freestyle.
Oh, yeah, God.
So do a bit of backstroke.
Yeah, I could.
Yeah.
Oh, I was good.
The ocean is very warm at the moment, though. It's, really, really warm. Yeah.
Okay.
You don't need a wetsuit. Kind of warm.
Maybe I'll go for a swim on the weekend.
There you go.
Maybe I won't. How about you, Joel?
Yeah, not much myself. Actually, nothing at all. We didn't play cricket last weekend. We had...
Are you out?
So it was meant to be our last game. And the captain sent a message around to everyone in the team and said, we'll put it to a vote. Do you guys want to go to the last game? Or enough people said no, so we didn't go.
What? So the other team just... Then they rock up and then...
Well, no, we told them, we're not coming back for the second week.
Shouldn't just meet up at the pub.
I love it. Sport is a democracy. If you decide not to play a game, nah, just not play it.
Bugger. I hated it. I really wanted to play. Anyway, but another message went around, and it's for the teams that didn't make the finals. There's a consolation cup.
Aww.
And we're going to play in that. I think it's a bit of a knockout thing. And it goes for
it's the patronising premiership.
Pretty much is. It pretty much is, yes.
Welcome down.
You know you get participation awards at school when you don't get anything.
Yeah, or the most enthusiastic.
You gave it a go. You gave it a
you're
go.
The most enthusiastic, for sure.
So that's my sporting week.
Nothing Excellent. Happened.
All right, we'll talk actual sport now. And we'll start with NRL, Gab.
Yeah.
And then it's out of the way.
Okay, great.
Good. A Band-Aid. Just rip it up. Okay. But I got quite a lot. Because
it's we have to...
The season now starts. We didn't get to preview it last week. We had the Emma and Nat here from the Giants Women's A podcast. And Gabby, you did a fantastic job, by the way.
Thank you very much.
You did the show perfectly. And that was a really fun show, but we didn't get a chance to talk about NRL, so we might do a little bit right now.
Definitely.
Season preview.
Mike's glowing.
Okay, let's have a look at how each team will be shaping up for the 2019 season. Okay, these are in no particular order except for alphabetical. Brisbane, I guess Brisbane played last night, so we've already seen how they...
Brisbane played, they should have played better.
Who won?
Storm won.
Storm.
Where are they from?
You tipped them, Melbourne. I believe.
I did!
You're one
the
from one.
The only reason I said Storm is because I looked outside and it said it was stormy.
this is the sort of tip we want. See, you're one from one. I picked Broncos. I'm none from one. You're kicking my ass.
Yes.
So
you're going to do great when the Adelaide Trees are playing. They're really good.
Here come the Ibises.
But the Broncos should go well, but it was a bit of a poor start.
First game, the first few weeks are always hard to decide, but
they're all still coming down, so
yeah, or they're out of court, so
yeah.
This is their post Wayne Bennett era.
Yes.
Now, Brisbane have had 13 years since the premiership, so he's been there since then. So that's a long time he's been there. Their only major signing was Sean Fenson from the Cowboys. This year they play 13 times against sides that didn't make the top 8 last year, so that's pretty
good.
Jeez,
you've done your research on the first team. Are we going to do this for the next
every
13,
team. Every
15
team.
Teams as well?
How many teams are there?
I won't do this for every team.
We don't have enough time, Joel.
I said we got
15 minutes.
You got 15 seconds, right?
Go. This is what happens when I do work.
This is what we'll do. Is we'll speed it up, terms and conditions.
Yeah. If you're listening on the podcast, just press that times 1.5 button.
Written on all the ways by your phone.
Anyway, Canberra. Let's move on to Canberra. Mick.
Didn't know that Canberra had a team, actually.
Canberra Raiders, yes. And you mentioned the other week that you don't like the Canberra Raiders. That's pretty much the only Canberra side that you don't follow.
Exactly. I lived in Canberra for 24 years. I like the Brumbies, I like the Cannons, I like the Cosmos.
Capitals.
The capital like letters.
The Capitals. But the Raiders, I could never get on
Why
top
is that?
Of. Because they had real arsehole fans, to be honest.
Oh, okay. It was the fans.
Yeah, they just annoyed me. And Canberra is just so fickle about their team that if they start losing, they just don't turn up anymore.
Oh,
and
right.
That happens with all their sports, which is why they lose all the sports, because no one goes.
Right.
I don't know. It just annoyed me. And they had people like Ricky Stewart, who I didn't like, and Mal Meninga, and all those big names.
I mean, that was they were such a good team then.
Yeah, when had those I know players. They were good. I mean, I actually like Laurie Daly.
Laurie Daly, yeah. Yeah. Bradley Clyde.
Yeah, Clyde, he went to my college.
Really?
Yep. Clydey.
Clydey, yeah, that's what we called him.
Old Clydey.
Behind his back.
Clydesdale.
Yes, last year they lost 11 games by 9 points or less. So they were the sort of team last year, Gabby, that they were always in the competition, like always in the game, always. Like you thought they were going to win, and then they would just lose. They just couldn't get that last little extra.
That's kind of good, though. Like that's a team that makes you coming back to watch more, you know? Like you think they're going to win. They think they're going to win. Oh, they don't win.
They're just saving it for next week.
Yeah, next week. Here come the Cavaliers.
Yes, anyway, the rest is pretty boring. The Bulldogs.
Wooden Spooners.
Ooh, be cool.
Yep.
What does that mean?
Wooden Spoon. Last.
Oh.
Which is what Parramatta, my team, got last year. Yes.
Yeah. No, continue.
They lost. Yeah, I mean, they lost both Morris brothers.
Hey. They are actually two of my uncles.
No, they're not.
Yeah. Swear to God.
No, you're lying.
What are their names?
got it.
Uncle Morris.
Damn it. Uncle Morris and Uncle Morris, obviously.
She had a really good poker face for a second there.
Both of you were like, oh my God, we're sitting with royalty.
Oh, look, no, actually, I really like Brett and John Morris.
That's so weird.
What?
Because I do have two uncles called Brett and John. Maybe I just didn't ask them at Christmas if they actually play for the Bulldogs.
Well, Joel is tricking you right there because it's actually Brett and Josh.
Josh. Oh, shit. That's right.
Inadvertently just like double crossed you.
God damn it, Mick.
Do you have another uncle named Josh?
Nah.
Because if you do have an uncle named John Morris, he's now the coach of the Sharks.
That's my grandpa's name.
He's very young.
Those Morrises, they all know each other, eh?
Okay, so they lost the brothers and David Clemmer. But they only signed Dylan Napa, so yeah, they're really...
This is like part one of a six-part series of the NRL
preview.
Seriously,
Joel.
Oh, okay, sorry, I just looked at how long. Okay, oh look, I've got it here. Sharks are next, Cronulla Sharks, John Morris is coach.
It's really weird because that is actually my poppy's name and my dad's name.
Whoa.
Oh, really?
Is he coaching the Sharks?
Well, his middle name. Oh. Is it?
It's my middle name.
John.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty boring, isn't it?
It is such a boring...
I've got a really boring middle
Michael
name.
Michael John. Imagine being boring.
That's my middle... Name. Is it?
What? Michael John.
Is that his first... Is it what?
Michael John, yeah.
Cassim.
Yeah.
Oh, there weird. You go. There's something in common.
What's going on?
I think...
We're all related and we just found out.
This is what I mean about NRL. It's not that interesting that boring names become more interesting than NRL. I did that on purpose and it worked.
Well, good job.
Okay, not much to say about Cronulla, except they had a terrible off-season, obviously, because they're in a lot of trouble.
Second last.
Second last.
Yep.
Everyone's tipping them like top four.
Nah.
They got Sean Johnson every time we do that.
Yeah.
They got Sean Johnson now. So, I don't know. Matt Moylan's moved to number one. That'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they signed Josh Morris. Gold Coast. We can go over them.
Yeah,
nothing's going to happen there.
Nah.
Although they did sign Smell My Finger, Mal Meninga. He's in charge of their performance and culture.
Is he?
That could be something. Manly, another team that are really going to struggle this year. Des Hazo is back as coach.
And they lost a player that won me the pointless, Sean Lane.
Sean Lane, yes. And yes. we'll get to where he is in a minute. let me just set this up. Now, yes, the Melbourne Storm, they played last night.
What was the score?
22-12, I think. 22-12, 22-12, something like that. I actually fell asleep.
The Storm are Yeah. Oh, you did?
I did. I'll tell you why I fell asleep because, actually, no, I won't say.
Yeah, it's all good.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you off here.
What? So you can't do that to
no,
the listeners?
No, but it's not like juicy or anything. It's not an interesting story.
You just had a nice cup of tea and just...
No. Well, I don't drink tea, but because I watched Channel 9 and I couldn't watch it on my Foxtel because my internet was down and I find the Channel 9 commentators that boring.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry for going into detail with this. Continue on.
Told you.
So you turned it down.
I didn't turn it down. It just put me to sleep.
Sorry,
we really are running out of time. Storm, look, they've lost Slater, obviously. Billy Hoffman? Ryan Hoffman. Newcastle, they actually look like they could have a really good year.
Yes, they will go well.
Signed Clemmer, Glasby, and the like.
They've got Ponga.
And Ponga in the halves.
Kalen Ponga.
Unreal.
Watch out for him.
The Cowboys are going into their first season without Jonathan Thurston, which will be very interesting. Yeah, they're really going to struggle. Parramatta.
Top eight. Just.
Two signings, Blake Ferguson and Sean Lane.
Great job, Mick. Very, very well done, buddy. That's a great answer.
That was the wrong grab. And
I like it anyway. Yeah. I just like that grab over and over again. Yeah, every time I say good. Something, it's the best.
Panthers. Look, there's too many.
I'm just so surprised that you just realized that now. Like,
as soon as you started.
Panthers. Anything about the Panthers?
I admire your research.
You want to say anything about the Panthers?
They're going to go well, but they're not going to be Parramatta on Sunday because it's their first game.
Rabbits have new coach Wayne Bennett. Dragons, not much is happening there. They sign Corey Norman.
Yeah, no.
Roosters.
Can they go back-to-back?
It looks very
Can
likely.
They go back-to-back?
I know that. They won last year.
Yes, they did. Gabby, you've got to do the rest of your tips.
How do I do it?
You guys keep talking, I'll talk over you.
I think you might need
Warriors,
to show me.
Essential link.
Why do I have to do it online? Can't I just tell you in person?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll do it that way.
The Tigers.
It looks like it's too. I don't want to give the NRL my details. I just was really. As soon as I got to that point, I was like, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
All right.
Okay.
Gabby says on state radio, everybody.
Tigers. You have a new coach, Michael Maguire.
Oh, that's right. You go for the Tigers, aren't you? How are they going to go?
Hopefully well.
Eight? Top eight?
Hopefully. Anyway, into soccer. I feel like we wasted a lot of time there. The Central Coast Mariners' terrible season is getting worse with their coach Mike Mulvey being sacked last Sunday at 1 a.m. in the morning.
What?
After a massive 8-2 loss.
Was that a WhatsApp message or something?
I don't know how it happened.
You can't do that. Legally, he should join the union.
They lost 8-2 to Wellington. I'm pretty sure they played at
8-2.
Home.
8-2?
Well. Yeah, they did play at home because I remember their fans just booing the hell out of them.
Their away goals is like horrendous this season.
They've only had one win this season. One win.
Yeah, right.
To me, this all happened because of Usain Bolt.
Oh.
Hashtag just saying.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
Should have signed him.
Do you reckon?
Nah.
He wasn't that. Yeah, okay, that was sarcastic.
Any difference, yeah. No difference.
56 goals against in 21 games.
Wow.
There you go.
Whoa.
Wow.
Ooge.
In the cricket, after being 2-0 down in a 5-game one-day international series against India, Australia have come back to win the series on Wednesday night.
We've never done it before.
Never done that before. Never come back from 2-0 down. Actually, it's only the fifth time it's ever happened in the history of one-day.
I'm really seriously impressed. I did not think we could do it, but...
Neither did I.
Go Usman Khawaja.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
Yeah, he had a really fantastic little stint with the bat.
Yes.
There we are. So I do love cricket when we talk about cricket.
Stints with the bat.
There he is.
Yes.
Well, look, now I've gone too far and...
What do you mean?
Well, I rushed through everything. And now we have too much time.
Mick, you did the game, right?
No, are you doing the game? Don't
what
say
game?
That. I did the game.
Oh, you guys are pointless.
Oh,
it was dead air. We needed to fill it with something.
You're right.
Just cough over the clap. No, I'm dying, I think.
No.
Please don't.
Okay. Well, we can go into the game now. Or actually, I can talk more about anything. What do you want to talk about?
Did you see the cyclist that got smashed into a pedestrian?
Yes. It was two cyclists, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really bad.
Yeah.
It was in Germany?
I don't know.
A professional cycling
race. Smashed into a
person. Yeah, and it was all like cornered off and there was police around and this guy just goes across the pedestrian. Yeah. He looks to the right. It's weird. He just keeps going.
Yeah.
And they like...
There's a giant
fully
race coming at him.
Bulldozer him over. Like he was out. And the cyclists went down. I don't know. It's just weird because then there's like another shot of another woman crossing, same crossing with a dog, and like just gets out of the way just in time.
Oh,
and
I'm really?
Like, there's police everywhere. Why are you letting people cross the road? It's like, it's so dodgy.
Yeah, right.
But everyone was okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Everyone's the riders fine. Went back and...
Oh, they got back on. It looked pretty... It's pretty brutal.
They got to get right again.
Mm.
I love it when Tour de France, when someone falls off and then bloody everywhere, and then they get back on the bike and keep going.
On,
and
it's like skin peeling off their legs. Yeah.
It's gross.
I forgot we have basketball news. At the NBL finals between Perth Wildcats and Melbourne United is heading into game 3 tonight. Actually, possibly right now. If I do my maths, what's 3 hours back? Yeah, 7 o'clock. I think it's on right now. Game one was won by defending champs Wildcats, 81-71. Game two was won by United. They tied the series to make when they scored 92 points to 74. There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
So that's happening. Thanks. Anyway, game time. Where's my little game thing? There it is. Sports questions about sport.
You're just really not trying anymore, are you, Joel?
Come on, mate.
Brutal.
Jeez, look at him firing up.
Yeah, I have all this. You're like, there's too much stuff going on. And
guys, it's all right. It's okay.
Sorry. Just some random sports questions this week. Some are multiple choice.
When are they not random?
That's true.
No, I like it.
Some will be multiple choice and some won't. So deal with it. All right. Who ran the first 4-minute mile? Was it Roger Bannister, Andrew Bannister, or Andrew Rogerson?
Roger Bannister.
You gonna have a guess?
Roger Bannister.
Yay!
Star of Chariots of Fire, come on.
Whoa, I was like, where's that coming from?
Who is that?
It's my time to shine.
You know that song by Vangelis?
Yeah, I do know. Can you stop? It's so creepy when he's deadpan looking at me with his mouth closed.
That's great.
Stop.
Just play some music over the top of the next question, please, Mick.
Okay.
In what sport would you find an Albion round?
Albion round?
Yeah.
Could be
Quidditch.
Golf.
I have options. Is it polo, archery, or speed dating?
Archery.
Archery.
Oh, look at that.
Great job, Mick. Very, very well done, buddy. That's a great answer.
He sounds really passionate, doesn't he?
Well, he does.
But the other one is way more.
He's thinking, what am I doing with my life? I'm on this.
Great job, buddy. Oh, little buddy, well done.
And you went in for the bear hug and he's like, get your hands off me.
Yes, you did say archery, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, correct.
Not speed dating. Come
in
on.
Polo, what is a period of play called? Is it a half, a quarter, or a chukka?
Oh.
Quarter.
Chukka.
Oh, Mick.
Oh, yeah.
Great job, Mick. Great job.
Well done, buddy.
Well done, buddy.
You're staring at me with those dead eyes and then talking.
If you do it one more time, we're going to have to pay royalties. So.
Yeah. Oh. Also clean the microphone. No.
That actually sounded pretty cool.
ASMR. We've lost so many listeners.
Or they've fallen asleep. Okay. How many points is required for a win in association croquet? Is it 24, 26?
Oh, as opposed to the other croquet.
Or 28, yeah.
28.
26.
How are you doing this? Gabby, this one's for you. Sorry. But Mick.
Well, you know, I am.
Do you know what? The whole time that you were talking NRL, he was just looking at the questions. Yeah. He left the sheet there.
I'm a game show champion now. I'm a professional game show contestant. So, of course.
You have got four out of four correct. Well done.
Hey.
Question number 9. In AFL, what is the maximum number of players allowed on the field at a time, both teams to combined?
Oh.
Do your maths.
Wait, isn't there multiple choice?
No, not for this one.
Oh, dang.
Dang.
40?
And Gab?
40?
You played. You both played.
Yeah, but
I wasn't counting.
We don't play the right
How
rules.
How many on the field? 1, 2, 3, 4. Yep.
Where's Emma and Nat? They would have told me.
They would.
We are embarrassing.
I
could feel that they were embarrassed.
Emma and Nat, were you embarrassed? Please come back and tell us.
You guys were so smart. You knew everything about sport.
The correct answer was 36.
Oh, it's 18 aside.
Yes, well done. Anyway, that's pretty much the end. I just wanted to play this as well.
Thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations. You're taking home tonight's jackpot of $4.5 million.
Yes!
Wow.
Thank you, Mark. Give me a hug.
Nick has redeemed himself.
This is going to be every show now, isn't it? Just those sound graphs.
I hadn't thought about it, but yeah. Now that you mention it. Okay, that's the end of the show. Thank you.
Thanks,
so
guys.
Much.
Thanks. Bye. And, stay sporty.
Bye.
Yes.
Can you believe? Brown cow.
Da, 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 da. I think that was really beautiful.
Well, you're wrong, so.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sorry. I thought that was so gross. So just absolutely disgusting, really yuck and not good.
Thank you. I love you. I missed you, Ruby.
Welcome me back. You are listening to It Is a Gay Area on 2SCR 107.3. I am Ruby.
And I am Patrick, back from my long voyage at sea.
Yeah.
I was away and I was lost, but I am now found.
Yeah, Patrick did this cool thing where he got into a rowboat and rowed. Is rowed the right word for...
Rowed?
Rowed?
No, that's when you have a fight.
He rowed to
had did done row.
He was rowing. He had been rowing and he had continued to be rowing to Melbourne, and then he was rowing back.
Yeah, and now I'm back. So I got on a sky boat, a plane, and I went to Melbourne for a couple of days to meet some friends and had a great time down there.
Do you think whoever created the aeroplane, their pitch was like,
it's a boat.
Planes. The boats of the sky.
Well, which came first? The
boats
plane?
Came first.
I know boats came first.
Boats came first.
Thank you. That
absolutely
was
boats came
but
first.
But was it the plane or the car? Because it might have been the car of the sky.
It was the car came first.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll Google that.
Yes. Yes.
Well, then it would have been the car of the sky.
This is like a what came first, the chicken or the egg?
The chonken.
What? Okay, I'm going to look it up. What came first, the car? I know it's the car.
But the thing is,
it's the car.
There's a quote by like a really good scientist who's just like, with the question, what came first, the chicken or the egg? It was obviously the egg, because there were eggs far before there were ever chickens. Whoever like asked that question clearly does not understand biology at all.
Okay, it was the car. I knew it. Sweet. I knew it. I knew it.
And cars are gay, so...
Obviously, the car came first, because in the Flintstones, they have a car that they use their feet to drive it.
Oh, my God.
Their feet is the motor.
The Flintstones.
The factually correct show,
the Flintstones.
Yep. Yeah.
So we're back for another week. Personally speaking, I'm still in a bit of a slump since Mardi Gras Gay Christmas.
Yeah.
Because I had a solid, 2 weeks of, starting on the Thursday before Mardi Gras, 5 days out in a row, then, a couple days off, and then I went to Melbourne.
Yeah.
I've been on holiday mode for a while now, and I'm coming down off holidays.
Yeah. I had to come back to reality a lot earlier.
Oh, you snap back to reality? Mum spaghetti?
Snap back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity. Oh, teeth cavity. Teeth. Sean Hannity. I don't. Awful. But tonight's episode is going to be more of a music focused episode. Instead of two songs this week, we're playing four songs.
And because we just want to relax and we want you to relax.
Yeah.
We want to have a nice time.
We want you to hear some cool gay
bops,
tunes.
And
some
we're
cool
gonna
queer
play,
music.
We're going to play one of them now, straight up for you. Once again, this is Patrick and my lovely co-host here is Ruby.
I'm Ruby.
This is It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3. We don't like, you know, the part on the arrow that you shoot from the bow, the part where you like clip it onto the string to make sure it goes straight. We don't like that. So we break them. We're knock destroyers. thank you. Thank you so much. I have so many of those and I need to take them out of my brain.
That's okay. What are we listening to?
Oh, I just turned down your microphone.
Okay, great.
I'm sorry. Stop talking. We're going to be listening to I'm So Tired, the Manek remix by Love, L-A-U-V, Love, Love, not Lord, different person, Troye Sivan, and also Manek, who remixed it. So we're going to start that for you right now. I hope.
This is It's a Gay Area.
2SER 107.3.
Everybody around me's falling in love to our song. I, oh I, yeah. Hating, taking the shot cause I can't take it. I don't think that they make anything that strong. So I hold on. I, oh I, yeah. I'm so tired of songs.
That was Tired of Love Songs by, no, it wasn't.
No,
it's
wasn't.
I'm So Tired.
I'm So Tired.
I am so tired. That's
that
the reason.
That was,
I'm So Tired by, Love, Troye Sivan, remixed by Manek.
That was,
my back.
Manek, my back, my pussy, my crack.
We're so sorry, please.
I'm not.
I am. I like Manek.
Not.
I've known of Manek as a producer for quite a long time, and I respect them verily.
Well,
and
I don't think there's anything wrong with what we did.
I don't care if you don't like
then.
My hair, because I know I'm amazing. I missed Ruby.
So, yeah, it's been a bit of a day.
It's been a bit of a day. I woke up late today.
You woke up at like 2 p.m.
Well, I did wake up in the morning because I was meant to see my therapist at like 1. And then she called me in the morning, was like, something like, can we reschedule? She used bigger words, but like, she was like, yeah. Can we reschedule? And I was like, yeah, that's fine. If there's something more important than me, which there always is because I'm dumb.
Yeah.
And bad.
Okay.
Kidding. Love yourself. If there's anything more important than me, you sure go off. So I just didn't have much. I played with my puppy. I played with my sweet boy. I played with my puppy who is 8 years old. And then I played with my puppy who is a cat. It was really
play fun. With my cat puppy.
Yeah.
Play with my fish puppy. My lizard puppy. I wish I had a lizard.
Lizards. I love geckos. Geckos.
I went to Bali.
You went to Bali, didn't you?
Last year?
Yeah, it was like April.
Yeah. Went to Bali last year for my cousin's wedding. And the place that we were staying at had the first place that we were staying at had heaps of geckos and I just saw them all the time and they are the cutest things.
They have such big eyes.
Big eyes, but they're very small.
Very small.
Very tiny. Like the size of a finger.
Your like
a,
finger
an adult
too.
Finger, perhaps.
And
maybe.
You have really chunky fingers. No, I'm kidding.
If you want a,
a photo of
a proper description of me in general, I've got dainty fingers. My waist is 2 inches. And my butt is the size of a cabinet and
So is it the shape of a cabinet too?
No.
Okay.
Just the size of.
My butt's and, concave.
And also my feet are the exact size of like swimming flippers, like to right to the end.
Uh-huh.
I have no face except for one very large eye. And a tiny mouth.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are you talking out of?
Yeah, my tiny mouth.
Your tiny mouth. That's cute. Yeah. I like your tiny mouth.
That's nice.
Well,
thank you. I like that. Thank you very much.
That's okay. I want to do. I do want to have a quick talk about a serious thing today. The planet.
Oh, yeah. So there was the
climate change rally today. The strike for climate change.
Yeah.
I'd like to begin this by saying climate change isn't real. No.
Okay.
No. I was going to stay by start.
Yep. Go
I
off.
I fucking respect all every single child, woman, adult, man, human who took the day off school, school especially, and just went to a rally. I respect that.
No, that's
so
really
much.
Good. And like, I mean, so it said that 25,000 people showed up.
Yeah,
for that rally.
I have a lot of friends who went.
It's so important because you know what? There are a lot of people who won't go to certain rallies because they are for issues that don't affect them.
Yeah.
And you know what? I have an opinion on that, mm-hmm. but I'm not going to say it. But
yeah.
Climate change is something that literally will affect everyone.
Uh-huh.
So for there to be that big a turnout, it makes sense. And for the turnout to be so full of children, that makes sense as well. Why does that make sense? That makes sense because these children will be living in the world that may get destroyed by climate change.
Yeah, and I believe it was our good friend Gladys who was like,
"My
kids should be in school to learn. Like, they can have opinions, but like not during school. That's not opinion time."
Yeah,
and I'd just like to daintily say, "Fuck you."
Yeah, like the.
And there was a great thread on Twitter. This is. Looked to the side, it was just like, kids shouldn't be wagging school. It's very important. And then someone on Twitter was just like, can you please retweet this with the weirdest reason you have wagged school, and did you get in trouble for it? And, like, I've...
What was yours?
Me, personally, I had a lot of issues in high school. It was not a fun time for me.
Yeah.
So by year 12, I just, if I didn't want to go to school, I just didn't.
Right.
No one did anything.
Right.
I dyed my hair red, and they're like, that's not your natural hair, because you need to dye that back. And I said, no.
See, I just didn't wag school. I like
Oh, you're
straight,
a nerd.
I got along with everyone. I was very friendly. I'm not even like
I know.
I have friends with everyone, but like I got along pretty well with everybody, and like I like enjoyed being at school for the most part.
Well, I mean,
but I was also just way too much of a weenie to wag from school.
Yeah.
The only times I could say that I maybe like wagged from school was like if I had period pains and they were awful and my like and I didn't feel like that was a good enough excuse. Mm-hmm. I'd just lie about having a different type of sickness.
Yeah.
But like that's then I'd stay at home and play video games. Like I didn't.
Yeah, my favorite personally is when I wagged school. It wasn't a full day, so we were meant to go to pastoral care or whatever, which I still don't know what that means.
I'm sorry. I just want to say we're not saying wagged anymore. It's jigged. We jigged school.
I just say skipped. I think all the terms are stupid.
Wagged is not an Australian term though, is it?
Jigged. I don't think jigged is.
Jigged.
I've literally never heard jigged.
What jigged? Nah. Jigged is totally an Australian term.
I just skipped school. Anyway, so I was meant to go to pastoral care, which is sort of like, I don't know, it's just you just learn about ethics and it's a weird, it's like a thingy.
You learn about ethics and you were just like, I hate ethics.
No, it wasn't that. It was just like, it was just not useful to me personally. No, to like my brain in high school was like, I don't need this. So I went to go get...
At the time you were like, I don't care about this. Yeah.
And I went to like the QVB because I went to school in the city and we got waffles. And my friend at the time was just like, so... Are you gay? And I was just like, and I wasn't out at that point, and I was taken aback, and I have trouble lying, so I was just like, yes, but don't tell anyone, please. And then she added me to a bunch of people.
Jesus Christ.
Which I didn't find out till after high school, which is fun. But yeah, so again, one of the main morals of our show is don't out people.
Don't out. Oh, yeah, okay. Don't out people.
Yeah, don't out people.
I think we should put on another song.
Yeah, we're going to put on another song, and we're going to personally do some climate change things in here.
Yeah.
Ruby's going to stop farting.
I'm sorry. I will never stop farting.
Ruby's going to stop farting.
I will never stop farting. What are we playing next?
This is It's Gay Era. This is Video by Cubsport and Mallrat.
I will never stop farting.
Please stop farting.
I'm gonna think about the good love that we made, the good things that we made, the video we made. I think I know myself. I'm gonna think about the good love that we made. I'm gonna get high.
Video by Cupsport featuring Mallrat, I believe, or both of them. No need to subsidize to
Cupsport and Mallrat.
Cupsport, Mallrat, both Ruby and Patrick, gay area.
You're listening to It's a Gay Area
on 2SER. I mean SER the second.
2SER 107.3, where it's always gay, and but it's not always an area.
No, sometimes we're a cosmic field.
We're purely a state of mind.
Sometimes I don't have a physical form. I just am a vibrating cloud of energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ruby gets particularly concerned when I come in like that. She knows I'm in a mood.
Yeah.
What else are we going to talk about today, Ruby? We're going to talk about how your partner just deleted the housewarming event.
No, we're not going to talk about that because that is my personal life and we will leave it at that. What we will talk about, I think we should talk about gay stuff.
Wow, revolutionary.
Yeah, look, honestly, if we're going to be honest here, if we're going to be real and honest.
I've never been that much.
We did not plan this show very well tonight.
Shh.
We did not do it, but that's okay because we've got a lot of really good queer artists that we get to show off anyway.
We do.
We've got the extra time to do it, which is really cool.
To be completely fair, I was in Melbourne till late Wednesday night, so I did not have time to brainwash.
And I am purely very busy.
Ruby does have many things to do.
Saturday is my only day off. And I don't work full time. Like, so that's something.
Saturday is your only day off, and for how long?
I still have stuff to do on Saturdays. Like, I'm busy. I think we should just play another song.
Play another song?
I think we should
just
do it.
Let's go to another song that we have planned. That's Christine and the Queens.
This is $5.
$5?
$5.
I have that.
$5 by Christine and the Queens.
And we're going to play that for you right now. That's the wrong song.
How dare you?
How did that work? This is the right song.
Every ups and mind the day I let myself carry away. Then you get $5 baby blues, $5 baby. Still
guess it's time not for me. $5 baby blues, $5 baby, throw me. $5 baby blues, $5 baby, throw me. $5 baby blues, $5 baby.
I would love $5.
Do you want $5?
Fun fact, if everybody listening to this show sent me $5, I would probably have more than $5. I'm not going to say how much more because I really don't want to assume that many people are listening, but I also don't want to assume that not many people are listening.
That's true. And if you are listening, we love you very, very much.
And if you're not listening, you won't hear this.
You won't hear this, but you should, and we encourage you to listen in the future.
Tell your friends.
Tell
your
family.
Hey, there's a new gay show on. It's not new because it's been around for a year, but...
We should do an anniversary show.
Well, I don't remember when we started.
It was in August.
In August last year?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. That's so crazy. That's so crazy of us.
So wild. And we are almost out of time.
Yeah.
We've had a great time here.
It's been a good half an hour with you.
And you.
And also you.
And we finish each other's sandwiches. We will be back next week with more content.
Way more content.
We're going to do important revolutionary things.
Yeah, probably less songs, but probably more interview.
Yeah. We're going to have a lot of fun. Thank you for having us. This has been It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3. I am Patrick.
I'm Ruby.
And we are making way now for our boys.
Our sweet boys at Hardcore Classic. Please, please salute to our sweet boys at Hardcore Classic. We will be with them very shortly, so stay tuned.
We are going to play now. It's an artist from Triple J's Unearthed. Small Talk with I Don't Like You Anymore, but we do like you.
I like you.
I like you.
And this song's called I Don't Like You Anymore.
But we do like you, and we'll be back next week. So see you then.
Bye.
Bye.
You took my pride and challenged me, only ruled as king. And in the light, all I'm seeing is how lonely the world is under your wings. Pressed against your chest, you shelter your love as an open wound. Hell.
steps that's